it's mine.
That one doesn't work?
Just in case.
Okay.
Okay, who's got a question?
Picker of the Bruins, you go first.
Oh, okay. What makes you think you can beat the cat now? Do you sense a certain type of confidence or calmness about this group? Not that you didn't have it in the past, but have you sensed that with this team right now?
What I've sensed is we've gotten more confident as the playoffs have worn on. Not that they weren't in the beginning, but game one of the playoffs in the first round, it's like a circus. Like there's so much going on around you and everybody's so excited about it. But as things go on, and I think internally your team judges itself on how it's playing. And when you're playing well, they're feeling good about themselves. We haven't played in a few days though, and the one thing that I've touched on this before is how we had some time off and we didn't have our best showing against the Bruins in game one, and how we have to somehow overcome that in the first game one against Washington.
You mentioned the other day the word mission, kind of mission. Is that sort of a different attitude that you have maybe in the third time around coming through this, that you already know what to expect in terms of how things are going to go, in terms of media and all that other kind of stuff, but just singular focus on maybe a little more than before?
Well, I mean, our mission's always the same. What's different now is that nothing's coming out of left field, really. We just kind of know what's expected now. Especially in 2015, the farther you advance, then the media scrums get bigger and there's more people around and you look outside and now this isn't the only room. There's media tables everywhere and the big joke is, what is there, an event coming up here soon? And where I think it would have been a lot more eye-opening a few years ago, where it's really not anymore. It's we know it's coming. You kind of know the questions that are going to be asked about you. It's just a whole different feel, just because we've been there, and that's a good thing. Because having all the distractions, takes away from what your focus and what the plan is, and when you can limit those distractions, at least know what's coming ahead of time. I always think that's a good thing for us. I guess that's called experience.
Would that be the biggest?
No, I get them all the time.
Oh, God. I was going to say, would that be the biggest lesson learned from playoffs past? I mentioned, say, you said 2015 is almost, there's an element of bravado with the group, with it not knowing any better now, being through it, for those that went through it the last 15 years.
There's no question. And it's not just us, it's all the Ranger guys we've picked up along the way. And I looked, I think Dan Girardi, you guys are gonna have to help me. This is fourth conference finals in 6 years or 7 years or something like that. So these guys have been through it before. A lot of our guys have been through it before, but that's my whole point is all these other things that kind of pick at you and you've got to pay attention to, and you don't really have to do that anymore just because you know we've just been down that road before. And by no means is it judge what's going to happen in the series or what the end result is going to be. But our focus, I know, has been razor sharp when it comes to preparing for teams. And you see it in the guys and their preparation. And I truly believe that's because we have a bunch of guys that have been there.
Fair, Joe. You guys obviously were the team that led the league in hits during the regular season in the last couple seasons. Obviously, the Boston series was on that was really physical, and guys rushing that was kind of key to the success. Was that more so conscious effort going into the series, or just natural progression of playoff intensity, or the opponent that you knew?
Honestly, I think it came out in the New Jersey series, and the physical wear and tear that we were putting on them was working, and it's one of those, found kind of the recipe, so don't change it. And we're not really looked at, I guess, as that physical team, but we know we have it in us. And the one thing is, it wasn't just one guy, it was everybody was on board. And just our game plan going in, it was to make it hard on teams. That's it. And don't, our MO is to make it hard by trying to outscore them, but make it hard by not giving them opportunities, make it hard on them physically. And it's been working for us. And so when stuff like it starts getting contagious and everybody starts jumping on board, and it just carried right out through the Boston series. And again, it was worked really well for us.
Stanley was saying that there's not really a lot that needs to be changed in the first two rounds. Do you feel the same way?
We do. The one thing that has to change is we have to find that extra 5% and elevate our game again, because we did what we had to do to get through Jersey, and we found a way to get through a tough Boston team, and you have to play even better to get through Washington. And that's what we tell our guys, like, you're doing things well, but you got to find a way to do it better. You have to challenge yourself and do it even that much better. And guys are going to have to dig deep, and that's what we need to do.
John, Stamkos and Hedman said this is the best team that they've played on, and the team that's had the most depth. And they spoke of the veterans, you mentioned the Ranger guys and Kunitz. Is this the window now for this group to get it done? Do you sense the way the salary structure is and the way the contracts are, this is the shot, this is the time?
I don't know. That's a tough question to ask. I know, back in 2015, people talked about our team saying, oh, they're going to be here for a long time. And, maybe I guess they were right. I mean, 3 of the 4 years we've been back in this situation. But one of those years we did miss the playoffs. And it's the one thing you can't do, you can't take the regular season for granted. But there's so many things you can't predict. Like, we can't predict injuries. You can't predict just, there's so many different parameters out there. And I think, for this group, we've had a little bit of a window here, but in this salary cap world and the way teams are set up, no team stays the same. It's financially, physically, it can't be done. And so personally, I just look at the window as 2017, 2018. That's our window. And let's take this as far as we can. And coming into the season was, we want to raise the Stanley Cup over our heads, and as of now, out of 31 teams, there's only 4 left, and we're still one of them, and so we're still marching towards that goal. But every season is different, and it's hard to just group teams in and say, this is the window, because the team changes so much, and our general manager's found a way to keep us viable, and that's what's been great.
Good.
Thanks.